This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to that stimulus package and minding the children. $40 billion. Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
Nearly $15 billion would help fund childcare for low-income families, and about $24 billion would go to childcare providers to help cover operating expenses.
That includes rent, utilities. It includes all of the types of payments that providers have to make to stay open.
Rian Alvin is the CEO of the National Association for the Education of Young Children. She says this funding will be essential for childcare providers who operate on thin margins.
A provider is able to stay open based on the provider's ability to maintain really high enrollment. And that is the part of the system that flipped upside down when COVID hit.
Many providers have closed, at least temporarily, or gone into debt, says Christine Johnson-Staub at the Center for Law and Social Policy.
We were at risk of really losing a large portion of our childcare capacity.
This money, she says, would help stabilize childcare programs and make the system stronger going forward. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.